gathering during days of apostasy. It is absolutely necessary. We have to do this. I know how easy it is to be isolated, to think that you're up in your ivory tower and you really don't need anybody. Well, you do. I used to think that. I used to think I'm just going to sit up here and write books and then toss my books down to the masses, you know? Just slip me stale bread and a bottle of wine under my door. That's a trick, slipping a bottle of wine under a door of my ivory tower, and I will just write my books to the masses. That is so wrong. That's a delusion. You're deluding yourself to think that you can survive alone. When you're alone, you get weird ideas. You can't corroborate things with other people. You don't get that sense of fellowship, that feeling of camaraderie. And you need it. I need it. I used to think I didn't need it, but I do. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. This is not having to do strictly with behavior, and I don't think it really has anything to do with behavior. I think it has to do with a heart that beats toward the Lord. And my point is, how can a heart that believes in eternal torment be a pure heart? How can a heart that believes that the will of humanity can outfox, outsmart, outmuscle the will of God, how can that be a pure heart? We who believe in Paul's message, in the grace of God, in the cross of Christ. Now, we're not all perfect in this. I'm not perfect in forgiving people. I'm having a hard time with some of this. But you know, I just put out my weakness to God. Love, as I've said before, is a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. I made a video about this once, about not being able to love certain people. You try. But what is trying? We're back to the Mosaic law if we're trying to love people. Unless God gives you a spirit of love, you can't love people. Unless He gives you a spirit of patience, you can't be patient. So, be patient with yourself. The body is growing in the growth of God. This is at His pace, not yours. The growth of God. That's the pace at which the body grows, and you personally. I know you, because I know myself. You'd be in the fast lane, wanting to grow in God at your pace. Everybody wants to get everything today, but God keeps us humble by keeping us on a very slow path. However, having said that, I will say that we are in the final days of this eon, and God is putting people in the fast lane. I've said this to many people over the last several months because I see it. I'm not making it up. People come to me and they start talking about what God's doing in their lives compared to what He did with was doing with them 2 months ago. And God is putting you in the fast lane. I'm hearing this from you. You're soaring in God. He's doing a quick work. And you realize this when you start talking to your friends and you realize He's doing nothing with them. My gosh, you don't realize how fast you're going in God until you get back to the old system. You go back to your old church. You talk to your old friends. You talk to your parents. And they're in the same place they were in 10 years ago, 2 months ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's amazing. I can't imagine how anybody can be stagnant. The changes in my life are blistering in their speed. And I know from talking to you that you're going through the same thing. God's bringing you revelation after revelation. That's why I'm doing this show every day, to keep up with it. I'm learning new things every day. And you are too. And it's because God's making a quick work of it. Because we're in the final days of the eon. Flee youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And this is you. You have a heart for those you love to embrace this evangel. And a lot of them don't embrace this evangel. I know that. And that hurts. And the rejection hurts. And we need each other more and more every day. That's not a cliche. This is timeless truth to those of us in the body of Christ. I was thinking about this morning, how Paul was in jail. And we just say that Well, Paul was in jail. But as I was laying in bed this morning, I thought of the days that went by in a very ordinary fashion. Somebody brought him a meal. He sat in a chair. The minutes just ticked by. It was so ordinary. It was so average. And as the time went by, people became disinterested. They were excited about Paul when Paul was among them. And Paul was excited about the many things that happened through his hands, the many church meetings he had, ecclesia meetings. And there were exciting days in Pentecost. And then there comes the marking of time, and that's what kills us. I call it day two. You know, and God works in three-day increments. I'm thinking of specifically now the 3 days that Abraham spent traveling to Mount Moriah to take Isaac to sacrifice him. There's always a great flurry of activity when you set out on any journey. The inspiration strikes. You're inspired to write a book or write a poem or go on a trip. And there's nothing like that initial flurry of inspiration. And let's skip to the third day. The third day is the fulfillment. The third day is when you arrive at your destination. It's day two. Day two, when you're in transit, that's the hard day, when nothing seems to be happening. Again, I go back to the movie Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner's told to build a baseball field, and a dead baseball player's going to come back. And he builds it. And that's the exciting part. You get the inspiration. I build it. And then the winter goes by. That really emotional scene with Kevin Costner looking out the window in the winter. Nothing is happening. We're in day two. Nothing is happening. It seems we're marking time. I talked to Dan Sheridan on the phone this morning, and we talked about those who are surviving to the presence of the Lord. And he said, like I always tell you, we're surviving. That's good enough. Sometimes it seems like we're marking time. Nothing seems to be happening. But God is not slack concerning his promises. And I love the verse in Hebrews. I know many people use this verse to try to tell you you need to go to church. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I think it's in Hebrews 10, maybe verse 12. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves. People will use that verse to try to get you to church. It has nothing to do with that. Let me give you a context. The Hebrews of Paul's day had seen the kingdom draw near. There was all sorts of excitement during that day. I mean, the Messiah was on the earth. The Messiah had come. He had offered the sacrifice. And he had come as the fulfillment of all the Old Testament types. And then on the day of Pentecost, the 12 were descended upon by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in a language that all the expatriates in Jerusalem in that day could understand. And 5,000 believed that day. And people were selling their property because they thought, this is it. The kingdom is here. And then bad things began happening to the kingdom. Peter exiled to Babylon. James killed by the sword. Stephen stoned. And now the Jews were in a period of what happened to the kingdom. And ever since then, they've been in day two. It's now an administration in waiting. And Paul writes the letter of Hebrews to them. Don't give up. And he puts forward the heroes of faith, namely Moses, who saw the promised land from afar, but was not allowed to go in. And now we're in day two. The excitement of the call, the initial excitement when you couldn't wait to tell all your friends about this, couldn't wait to tell your pastor, and they all rejected you. And now you're in day two. And Paul went day after day after day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner. He got uncomfortable laying in his cot on his right side. He turned over to his left side. And now it's 1 a.m. And now it's 2 a.m. And the Apostle Paul can't sleep. This is a man who spent years languishing in day two. Why do you think everyone left him? Because nothing now was happening. The excitement was gone. Demas thought, well, I have a business opportunity in Thessalonica. Paul, nothing seems to be happening now. Where's the excitement of the early days when we were traveling and we were seeing converts to this faith? It's gone. And now everyone forsakes Paul because of this. We are being called to endure. And during this time, we need to be with one another, to inspire, to exhort, to give one another courage that day three, the day of the resurrection, Jesus is in the grave for a whole day. He's in the tomb, isn't he? For a whole day. Day two, nothing happens. The body does not move. Day one, they take him from the cross. Day three, he's raised. On day two, nothing. I heard my friend Clyde say in New York at the conference last fall, if Judas had waited one more day, he would have seen his Lord. I'm asking you to wait one more day, because you are going to see your Lord. And in the meantime, while you're waiting, you need to call a fellow member of the body of Christ. I know that many of you are not near one another, and that's very difficult. I was in that place for many years. Right now, I'm blessed to be among believers. If you don't have anywhere you are, then come here. Go to fellowshipinn.com, fellowshipinn.com, and visit Clyde and me and all the believers here. Make a reservation. It's free. Call me. Write me. Write me at mzender@martinzender.com. Maybe I can link you with somebody in your area. We need to encourage one another and to be with one another, to call on the Lord with those also among us who are calling on the name of the Lord, not in a church, not in accord with the traditions of humans, but in accord with the evangel of our Apostle Paul, who himself suffered for this message and who has pass that baton to us, and we now suffer for this message. But it doesn't have to be as lonely as it is. I know it's hard to get out. It's hard to make that initial move on day one. But once you get here, or once I get there with you, the fellowship is beyond compare, and we all need it. Thank you.